Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite President Trump calling on Republicans and his base supporters to stop talking about the release of Epstein files, questions are growing about the Justice Department's handling of the federal files for the convicted sex offender. ABC's Alex Mellon has more.
They're really trying to take their cues from the White House, and the White House is just sending mixed messages. We've heard from President Trump saying that Attorney General Pam Bondi should release any credible information, but at the same time, he's bashing essentially all of the files that he was briefed on as uncredible.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has not signaled whether she may change her mind about releasing all the files. Bondi visiting San Francisco today, touring the notorious Alcatraz Island, which has been closed for decades. The administration is considering reopening that prison, which would cost some $250 million to renovate. Severe storms once again taking aim along parts of the South and East Coast again today, with heavy rain expected. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
In April, the biggest event in Green Bay's history happened in the shadow of Lambeau Stadium. Yesterday, Sports Impact announced that the total economic impact of the NFL draft was $104.7 million for the state, and a $72.9 million impact in Brown County. Around 600,000 people attended the draft. Officials say the event cost $11.3 million to put on, including contributions from the Green Bay Packers, donations, and a state grant. Here's something to cheer about if you're going to be traveling by airplane anytime soon. Under new regulations from the Transportation Security Administration, no Wisconsin airports will require passengers to remove their shoes while they're moving through the security line. Officials say the change was made because of a pilot program that showed the Transportation Security Administration had the equipment needed to screen travelers going through security properly while allowing them to keep their shoes on. It's still more than a year away. But still, the race for Wisconsin's governor is hitting the airways. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in cable television, radio, and online ads Monday. That's 13 months before the August 11th, 2026 primary. Berrien is the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman have announced bids as Republicans. Showman has yet to spend any money on ads like Berrien is doing. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. He has suggested that he will announce his decision within weeks. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Will you accept the challenge to go plastic free for the rest of the month? It's more important than ever, and we have ideas. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Recycling rules and the cheat sheets you need to make a difference. The next new Wisco weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. A look at some of the cases dropped by the government's consumer protection watchdog under Trump. Now, you'll recall during the Obama administration, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, was created at the insistence of Senator Elizabeth Warren. And the CFPB has recovered billions, well over $10 billion. I forget the exact number, but there's billions and billions of dollars that have been basically ripped off from us. You know, for example, when Wells Fargo was just like suddenly creating new accounts and you didn't even ask for it, suddenly you had a new savings account, right, with no balance, but they're charging you $25 a month for it or whatever. And, you know, they recovered millions, I think it might be billions of dollars, over and over and over again. So Trump comes in. And they try to shut the thing down. They haven't succeeded in quite shutting it down yet. So instead, what they're doing is they basically stacked it. They've fired, you know, the good people, and they put in a bunch of Trump toadies at CFPB. And here's what they've done so far. The Navy Federal Credit Union. Now, this is the nation's largest credit union. And it was accused by CFPB of having deceptive overdraft fee practices. And they confessed. They said, yeah, okay, we did it. We were ripping people off. And they promised to pay back $80 million to their customers. And the CFPB just dropped the case and said, no, you don't have to pay back the money. Here's another one. The CFPB proposed new regulations for all banks in America that would have reduced overdraft fees. They average $27 per bounced check right now, or overdraft, that would have reduced that down to $5, because that the actual cost to the bank of a bounced check is around $2. So they said, you know, $5, you can make some money instead of $27. Those regulations were just overturned by a Republican-controlled Congress in April. Capital One. CFPB sued banking giant Capital One for allegedly cheating its customers out of $2 billion in interest payments that were not made for their savings accounts. The case was dropped within days of the Trump administration taking over the bureau. This is, by the way, from the Associated Press. And Walmart. The CFPB filed a lawsuit in December against Walmart and the workforce company Branch Messenger, saying that they were deceptively steering delivery drivers to open accounts with Branch in order to get instant access to their wages. However, the CFPB said these Branch accounts came with high fees and deceptive marketing, and that Walmart and Branch should return $10 million to the harmed drivers. The lawsuit was dropped by the CFPB in the first weeks of the Trump administration. And then there's Zelle, you know, the peer-to-peer payment system. All the big banks now have signed on to it. They were sued by CFPB last year over accusations that they failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on Zelle. in violation of consumer finance laws. They say that the consumers lost an estimated $870 million to fraud on Zelle, and CFPB dropped that lawsuit in March under Trump. So, hey, if you're a fraudster, now is a great time to be in business. And, of course, then there's the massive fraud that's just constantly going on of sending messages to people's phones, text messages that look like they're from a politician you love, that look like they're from Bernie Sanders, or look like they're from Gavin Newsom, or look like it, when in fact they're not. And they, you know, and they go to some site that looks like it has the word Democrat or Democratic or blue or something in the URL, but actually it's some bank in the Philippines. And you just, you know, they're just hoovering up people's money. Never, ever, ever give money to or respond to or click on a link that you get in a text message from somebody you don't know. Never. Don't ever do that. And finally, this is from Sarah Kaplan writing for The Washington Post. This is an eye popper. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was developing a tool to help communities prepare for future rainfall. Trump officials stopped it. She writes, the Commerce Department has indefinitely suspended work on a tool to help communities predict how rising global temperatures will alter the frequency of extreme rainfall. Get this? After all these people just died, all these children just died down in Texas. And New York, we had a couple of people die in New York from flash flooding last week. This is part of their Atlas 15 project. This is a massive data set. See, the problem is right now, a lot of weather bureaus around the country, many parts of the country, are relying on, quote, decades-old data to determine their rainfall risks, end quote. And there's no national, authoritative national data set. And NOAA was creating one so that you could say, okay, I live here. What's the risk of, you know, a flash flood here? But because that had something to do with acknowledging the reality of global warming, and the fossil fuel billionaires don't like that talked about, and the Trump administration says the global warming is a hoax, right? Oh, it's just a hoax. They're shutting down anything that has to do with global warming, including this stuff. Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, ordered a review of this, basically a shutdown. They go on to note, meanwhile, the toll of intensifying storms is becoming increasingly apparent. In the first 15 days of July, the National Weather Service has reported twice the usual number of flash floods, including the one in Texas that killed so many people, and the one in New Jersey. And this review of, you know, this basically shutting down this program is, quote, among a number of efforts by the Trump administration to curb climate science. President Donald Trump proposed zeroing out funding for NOAA's climate research and eliminating many of the agency's laboratories and institutes. Scientists have found that 20% of the U.S. has already seen a fourfold increase. It's a 400% increase, right? A fourfold increase in the likelihood of a 100-year rainfall event. So I don't know how you do the math on the likelihood of 100-year rainfall events, but it seems like that means the 100-year event becomes every 25 years. You know, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not a statistician, but amazing stuff. So what's on your mind? Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, Alan.
Well, just referencing your opening remarks on the masculinity and, you know, the 50s and June Cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
The place that the Republicans will never go will be World War II factories, which,
oh, yeah,
Rosie the Riveter.
Yep.
They supported the war effort. And, you know, I'm just curious because, you know, in between, at the end of the war and going to the Korean War and communism and McCarthyism, whatever happened to any reporting of how we got from Rosie the Riveter to June Cleaver?
Yeah. Well, I think that entire era was characterized, you know, the post New Deal era, starting in the mid-1930s, was characterized by a sufficiently substantial increase in wages because, you know, in 1935, we got the Wagner Act, which legalized unions and protected unions.
Yay.
Yeah. And, when Reagan came into office, a third of America had a union job, which meant two-thirds of American workers had the equivalent of a union job or a union job because the union jobs set the wage floors in local areas. And so the simple reality was that really up until the early 1980s, you could support a family with a single income. And so for, you know, women who wanted to be traditional wives, my mom was one. She you know, stayed home basically and raised four boys. And I don't think she ever felt deprived by that. It was just, you know, the choice that she made. You know, for women who wanted to do that, it was possible. Now, you know, you can't maintain that lifestyle without two, in some cases, two and a half people working, you know, two people working more than two jobs. So, you know, but
yeah,
because of the Reagan Revolution. But so I think that, you know, Rosie the Riveter was viewed as an anomaly. It was the, you know, we're sacrificing for the war effort. And, you know, that really changed in the 90s was you know, when the Reagan revolution really started to bite American families and women started entering the workforce in large numbers. Alan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Interesting conversation, interesting issue. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your call. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, "Rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result," unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
30.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I'm not into chasing trends, and I'm all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. On this vacation to Northern Europe, I was wearing an all cotton and wool sweater that I got from Quince. It was just wonderful. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. And here's what I love about Quince. They work directly with top artisans. They cut out the middlemen. They give you a luxury piece of clothing without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, and they only use premium fabrics and finishes. I love that the products I get from Quince are so great, and you will love them, too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend sweater, too. It's so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Tom, quince.com/Tom.
They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string, dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of while they kill the American dream. They call themselves Christians, but their preachers cash the checks.
Past the hour, yeah, really. They just held a press conference. Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, the White House press secretary, addressing this issue that was all over Drudge and some of the other media yesterday of Trump's ankles being all swollen up and his hand having bruises and stuff on it. And apparently he has venous insufficiency. This is, you know, basically cardiovascular disease. You know, it might be a variation on what we used to call hardening of the arteries. I'm just operating here off what I saw on the monitor here in the studio. So I don't have all the details. I'm sure they'll be in the press reports today. But, you know, the guy is old and he's obese, and that can be a very difficult, one-two on your body. So, anyhow, so what's on your mind today? Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey.
Mark, you Hello? Are on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
So if he's Trump's making all these accusations that it's Democrats that are is behind the Epstein files and Obama yeah. and Clinton, that's defamation. Couldn't they sue Trump for defamation and in discovery discover what it actually says?
That's an interesting theory. I don't know if a political party can claim defamation. I think you would have to be an individual, and I don't think he's named any, but well, maybe he said Hillary Clinton did. Maybe she
right.
could.
Right.
Maybe she could.
Yeah, well, I mean, or if, let's say, Hillary Clinton says, oh, yeah, he's she's mentioned all over the place in the. And then he tries to sue her for that.
Well, he's not going to do that. Yeah, exactly. He's not going to do that because it would be subject to discovery. Yeah, it's getting weird out there, Mark. And I don't know if you subscribe to Dean Obidala's newsletter over on Substack. It's called The Dean's Report. But he sent out a report this morning basically laying out how Pam Bondi, when she was Attorney General of Florida, this was during the time that that Epstein was, you know, raping young girls. And she never once even investigated it. Just kind of looked the other way, apparently. You know, Dean's got all the details.
Right.
So it's and we'll have to get him on the program to talk about it.
In discovery, this is going to blow up, and that's everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mark, thanks for the call. I like the way you think. Appreciate it. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Gar. How about you?
Yeah, that's good. You must have a lot of confidence in yourself. You must have a lot of confidence in yourself in letting a host like Jefferson Smith fill in for you, because he was good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So you must have a lot of confidence to let a guy like that in.
Okay. That's good. Good to hear, Gar. Thank you.
But you know one thing. You know what this reminds me of? This political season, we're about the same age. You remember Gorgeous George and Boa Brazil, professional wrestling? When I was 8 years old, I was crazy about.
Oh, back in the late 50s, early 60s, yeah.
Yeah, and it was must-see TV.
Yeah, it was. As a kid, I used to. In fact, there were a bunch of us. We'd get together when the show came on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. You know, it was on Saturdays,
really,
as I recall. Yeah.
We really believed it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that's what this political season remind me of, because Joe Biden, he could have exposed Trump with Jeff Epstein if he wanted to. Kamala Harris, I haven't seen her since she left the scene.
I know. It's
you know, the thing about it is all about the money. That's what professional wrestling was about, all about the money. Everybody's getting paid.
Right.
You know, we're just innocent bystanders.
Well, it was entertainment. It was just entertainment. And that's what the GOP is trying to do. They're basically trying to entertain us rather than, legislate on behalf of us. They're not governing.
And the Democrats are playing ball.
Yes and no. I mean, right now the Democrats don't have the power not to. And the Democrats got a hell of a lot done, Gar, when Joe Biden, you know, during those first 2 years of the Biden administration, they got a hell of a lot done. So
it would be humorous if it wasn't so serious.
I'm with you. I'll give you that. Gar, thank you. Well said. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors.
before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The excitement in Oshkosh is palpable. EAA Air Venture flies into Whitman Airfield in Oshkosh from July 21st through July 27th, but the grounds are already starting to buzz with campsites being set up, vendors building their booths, and locals getting excited.
On the grounds right now, you see things starting to happen. The evolution of the grounds to become the city of aviation, the world magnet of aviation. It's coming together, and it's fun to watch the volunteers around the grounds right now. It's taking shape.
That's EAA Communication Director Dick Napinski. Air Venture brings hundreds of thousands of people to Oshkosh every year. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is responsible for ensuring that all facilities, event food vendors, and booths are safe and sanitary. Maeve Casey is an environmental health specialist for Winnebago County.
EAA is our biggest event, so we usually are out there for 4 days with all five inspectors, environmental health specialists, and we do over 59 inspections just at EAA.
For everything Air Venture, visit eaa.org/airventure. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by Republican State Representative Shay Sortwell of Two Rivers and State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee. They say Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day number 3 of our road trip in northern Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the lot in Hayward. We're going to be joined by Mark Lundeen from WBZH in Hayward.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
We've seen the warnings, the lessons are clear. Leaders must lead when the crisis is near. Not with silence, but with action bold. The fight's not won by staying cold. Trump's machine spins lies every day, while truth gets lost in the games they play. It's not the reality, but what people believe, that shapes the choices they choose to weave. Who will fight for America's future? Who will stand for the people's voice? When the darkness comes to claim our rights, who will rise? Who will make the choice? The storm is rising. The shadows.
35 minutes past the hour. So Mediaite is reporting that Mark Halperin, you know, the kind of longtime political scene gadfly commentator guy, Mark Halperin says that there is a blockbuster coming of revelations about the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. He says, how did they meet? Did Trump go to his townhouse? How many times? On what occasions? One-on-one? Parties? What did he go for? How often did, Epstein go to Mar-a-Lago? Et cetera, et cetera. So, pardon me. Stay tuned. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Two items. One is kind of humorous to me. My son-in-law works for a university which will remain unnamed. They retitled everything on their campus website that involved DEI into EDI.
Which stands
for? And as a result, it hasn't been picked up by any of the government bots.
What does EDI stand for?
Equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Huh.
So instead of being
DEI, they just changed the order of the letters.
EDI, and the government bots can't pick it up.
Ha! That's interesting. I wonder how long that'll last.
Well, it's been so far. But anyway, my son-in-law mentioned it to me, and I just thought it was hilarious because, you know, they're going after Harvard and everybody else, but this is a very large university, and they're off the radar.
Fascinating.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, and picking up on what you just talked about with Epstein, I think we need to just keep that front and center and broadcast it and get Democrats to talk about it. I even toyed with the idea of setting up a Truth Social account to be able to broadcast that message because I think it's real.
Yeah, you'll get stepped on like a bug, though, if you try to on Truth Social. Plus, they require that you give them your phone number.
Well, that too. But I'll mention that about 6 years ago, my brother-in-law had a sailboat in St. Thomas, and we went down there to spread my mother's ashes, and we also sailed past Little St. James Island, and it's creepy, man.
Is that Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yeah, his island.
Wow.
It's got this gigantic building on it. It's probably 100 feet square and several stories high with a gold dome on top. I mean, it's right out of Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, it's really weird.
Wow.
I mean, all those stories were not fabricated.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. John, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. That's all fascinating information. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's so great being on your show. You're just absolutely fab. I tell everyone about you.
Thank you.
But anyway, here's something I just found out, and I am stunned that this is not, the press hasn't covered this at all or anyone. You know, Trump deports all these immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And often they don't have any, criminal history at all. But some of them are like for old drug charges, even as minor as marijuana. Right. You know what I mean? You could get deported. But Marco Rubio's brother-in-law, who is Orlando Cecilia, I think his name is, he was the front man of a cocaine drug trafficking operation, and he was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Okay?
Really?
He only served maybe 12 or 14 years.
Uh-huh.
And he, why does he get to stay here? That's a pretty serious drug charge, trafficking operation.
Although I thought that they were, Rubio and his siblings were born in the United States. I thought their father was the immigrant.
Well, in the article that I read, it says that he was an immigrant, and that the thing that's really amazing is that I guess Marco Rubio, someone in his, you know, his group, you know, had put out a spokesperson for him and put out a statement that Orlando made some very big mistakes almost 30 years ago, served his time, and has paid his debt to society. Today, he is a private citizen, husband, and father, simply trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to believe that, which I do believe people may, you know,
sure,
you know, can have another. Why? That's the exact opposite of what Donald Trump is doing.
No, You'd have to go back and see if maybe he was an older, Marco's older sister who married this fellow, and she came along with his parents. I'm pretty sure that Marco himself was born here, because, you know, when he ran for president, nobody was saying, hey, wait a minute, you're not a natural born citizen. There was some controversy around, you know, Ted Cruz. But
In this article, it says that, you know, he spent over a decade in prison on federal drugs after emigrating to the United States from Cuba.
Huh. His brother-in-law. I get it. So the guy that his sister married is the one who's.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I get it now. I'm sorry. I missed that.
It's the brother-in-law that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And you know, and again, why does he get to stay? But you're deporting all these people on minor marijuana charges. It's not even criminal history.
That's a great way of pointing out the hypocrisy of this.
My God.
Forgive me for
it's stunning.
Not getting it right away. Marilyn, excellent. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. By the way, I'm not familiar with the details of that. So fact check it. Just because somebody calls into a radio show doesn't make it true. But, you know, I believe Marilyn, but I can't. You know, verify it. So, Rudy in Chicago. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today? Rudy in Chicago going once, going twice. Phil in Salinas, California. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just think we've had two honest Republican presidents since 1900. One being Teddy Roosevelt, the other one being Eisenhower.
I agree.
The rest
I think
of the
William
Howard
Taft was pretty reasonable too. He was fairly progressive. You know, he was. Teddy Roosevelt gets all the credit for being the trust buster, but it was actually Taft that followed through on breaking up Standard Oil.
Well, maybe, but I can tell you that Harrison wasn't. He was caught ripping off the Navy reserves.
Yeah.
Coolidge,
Harding.
Created lack of regulations and caused the Great Depression. Yep. Hoover said every farmer that was failing was bad.
Yep.
Then we had Eisenhower, and the one thing I liked about Eisenhower was he kept the tax on the rich.
Yeah, it was the income tax rate was 90% throughout Eisenhower's 8 years. You're absolutely right. And when he ran for re-election in 56, and you can find these old posters real easily online, Eisenhower ran on a platform of the fact that he had expanded Social Security and millions more people were eligible for it, and he had expanded union rights and millions of more people were in unions. And those were the two principal things that, you know, that's why, you know, I remember as a little kid my dad wearing his I Like Ike button, from the 56 election. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Phil, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. I think you're absolutely right. Although, like I said, I would add Taft to the list, but, you know, I don't, although I don't know that much about Taft, because I haven't spent a lot of time studying that particular era in American history. Phil, thanks for the call. Ralph in Austin, Texas. Hey, Ralph, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. This is Reverend Murray, and I teach Sunday school and Bible study in my church.
Uh-huh.
And we came across, we started looking at the book of Esther. And in the book of Esther, there's a couple of references to 1 and 2 Samuel. Now, the reason I'm calling in, because I'm going to reference all this to the Epstein thing and everything else. And it tells a story, and everybody knows the story about David and King Saul. And so when King Saul finally confessed that he screwed up trying to kill David, King Saul was disowned by God at one point because he disobeyed a command. So when he went back, the Philistine conquered him, and they speared him, but it didn't kill him. So his pallbearer, he told the pallbearer to stab me. I do not want to get killed by my enemy. And so when he fell on the sword, everybody under his command fell on the sword. So you see where I'm going. If you look at the Trump administration, they are all willing to fall on the sword. They are so loyal and committed to this guy, they're going to follow him all the way to the end.
Yeah,
there's nothing we can do.
It seems. I mean, that's certainly what we saw in the Senate this morning, in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were willing to humiliate themselves for Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're going to fall on the sword. And, you know, the Bible just kind of verifies. This happened, you know, millions and millions and millions of years ago.
Yeah, well, 3,000. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you, Ralph. Reverend Ralph.
I mean millions, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Great story. It's been a long time since I've read the book of Esther, but Haman and Mordecai, remember all that? Some amazing stories.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Ralph, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the city of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hold.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Hey, guys, let's talk deodorants. I have found one that really, truly works. It's called Mando, and it was created for whole body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. And Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized. This is how it works. It's capable of blocking odors even before they start. You know, the deodorants that you usually use, they just mask odors or they neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. And by the way, it smells great. In fact, they have several different smells. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
They told us to work, to dream, to strive, but stole the future while we were alive. We borrowed hope just to get through school. Now we drown in debt. They call that the rule. They took our health and sold it for gold. Turned healing and learning into things bought and sold. Now we break beneath what we can't afford while billionaires laugh behind every door. It's time to rise.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you asked Bill Itner if he thought that Donald Trump would start World War III in order to distract or stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people are uncomfortable because he says, well, I don't know. No, we all know. Yes, he would.
Yeah, I think he would.
Well, I mean, has anyone, I don't think that's an unfair thing to say, because has anyone ever seen him demonstrate a shred of conscience?
Or decency? Yeah.
Or decency of any sort, or any heartfelt sense of, I don't know, Donald Trump is not only a sociopath, he's a psychopath. He has no conscience.
I agree.
And, I mean, when you think about it, I ask people this and they don't want to say, but did Donald Trump have Jeffrey Epstein killed? Yeah, he did. And I said to one person on a conservative radio show here, you know, he was convicted of rape, well, in civil court. And I said, okay, O.J. Simpson was only convicted of wrongful death in civil court. He actually survived the criminal trial. And this guy said, yeah, but he really did it. I said, oh.
You can't argue with cultists, Paul. It's like, you know, it's like banging your head against the wall. It's just, you know, it's a, it doesn't.
Well, that's why we have, that's what makes them dangerous, is there's a, you know, a significant amount of cultists who have put him, the most dangerous person on the planet right now is Donald Trump, because he would absolutely do whatever it takes to stay in power and to cover up.
I agree. We may be entering a very dangerous period here for world peace over the next few days.
We've been there. We're not entering. We've been in it.
Yeah. I don't disagree, but I mean, if Mark Halperin is right,
in terms of him being desperate,
and there are big, yeah, if Mark Halperin is right and there are big revelations about to pop, then, you know, hang on to your hat, because, you know, Trump will figure out some way. He's desperately trying to change the subject. I mean, his thing yesterday was that he talked Coca-Cola into getting rid of the high fructose corn syrup. And now today, Coke, and he made this big announcement. Coke is putting real cane sugar back in this, you know, back in Coca-Cola. And Coke came out and said, not so much. You know, yeah, we got his phone call, but no, we haven't. So he keeps throwing things out, thinking that they're going to change the subject. The latest thing about alligator Auschwitz or the, you know, whatever it may be, he keeps throwing stuff out and calling people names and blaming Democrats. But so far, nothing has distracted from this Epstein thing. And I don't think anything is going to, because he spent a decade and a half, you know, pouring that stuff down the throat of his base. You know, that oh, it's Bill Clinton and Bill Gates. They're all over the Epstein files. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. It's crazy stuff. Paul, great to hear from you. I got to run. Thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything goes Friday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you. Get out there. Hey, it's Good Trouble Day, July 17th. Get out there and wave your signs around. But we're not going to head out this afternoon to one of the protests. We'll see how it's going, and we can all talk about it tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market. Sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House physician says President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. The White House addressed questions about President Trump's health due to reports of swelling in his legs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt at today's briefing says the president underwent vascular testing after he had swelling in his legs with all results within normal limits. Leavitt said President Trump noted, quote, mild swelling in his lower legs, which prompted the White House medical team to evaluate him.
And the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy. And the president remains in excellent health.
Retail sales rose better than expected in June, up 0.6% in last month after declining 0.9% in May. The Commerce Department showing clothing and accessories along with health and personal care sales were up. A system continues to churn in the Gulf and expected to bring heavy rain to the Gulf Coast states. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin